This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Taliban said today they hope to win international recognition for their legitimate representative rule over Afghanistan, arguing the diplomatic engagement would help promote global security and ease the suffering of Afghans during decades of relentless wars. A senior member of the Islamist group's cultural commission shared the remarks with VOA, saying consultations with all Afghan stakeholders on forming what the Taliban promised will be an inclusive Islamic government are ongoing. And an announcement will be made soon. Abdul Kahar Balkis spoke a week after the Taliban marched into the Afghan capital of Kabul, seizing control of 33 of the country's 34 provinces. The U.S. State Department says it is boosting its vetting and evacuation efforts as operations at the Kabul airport enter a second week. State Department spokesman Ned Price listed the department's accomplishments during a 24-hour period over the weekend.
As you heard this morning, from 3 a.m. on August 22nd to 3 a.m. on August 23rd, 28 U.S. military flights evacuated approximately 10,400 people from Kabul. In addition, 61 coalition aircraft evacuated approximately 5,900 people from Kabul. Since August 14th, the U.S. has evacuated and facilitated the evacuation of approximately 37,000 people.
Price told reporters that the temporary transit locations that have been set up in the U.S. or at joint bases in Germany, Italy, and Spain have capacity to process at least 15,000 people on a rolling basis. Leaders from the G7 group of nations are set to meet today to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, with several pushing for U.S. President Joe Biden to keep U.S. troops in the country beyond its August 31st deadline. This